Matthew 8, verse 8 and 9 says, "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. The authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." Lord, ask for your power and grace to reside upon me. Allow me to bring a word, not trying to compare it to the 8 o'clock word, but allow me to bring a word that's through you and from you. Allow my spirit to be sensitive to you, and allow my spirit to guide my body, my mind, my intellect, in which you would have me to say. We love you, God, and we thank you for the word we're about to receive. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. I want to speak to you from the subject, One Team, One Dream. One team, one dream. And that's where I have to learn that we a team. This is not game time. And see, we begin to think, and the reason why we got so much bickering in the church, Brother Harris, is because people come here thinking this the game time. This ain't game time. This the locker room. This is where you come to hear the word of God, and I get you ready to go out into the week and do what you need to do. This ain't game time. This practice. And you in here fighting people you ain't supposed to fight because you think you in the game, but this practice. And we here to get a word from God to make sure that we go out into the world and do what it is God has equipped us to do. Anyway, he says, "I too am a man under authority." And this man has great wisdom because he realized his authority does not come from himself. His authority comes from Caesar. And because he's submitted to Caesar and he's under Caesar, he has a position that gives him power and authority. And the thing about it is, we understand all this stuff at Coca-Cola. We understand all this stuff at Dominion Power. We understand all this stuff at Pepsi. And we understand, had to say Pepsi because, you know, misspells them, they represent Pepsi. So if I say Coke, they get mad. So Pepsi. People understand all this hierarchy when they go to worldly job, but then they come to church and want to be out of order. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all will go to the job and y'all will be like, "Yes, sir, master. Whatever you say, I sure like this check you be giving me at the end of the week. What else you need me to do? You need me to work overtime? Well, I'll be there. I sure will." But then come to church and want to do what you want to do and wonder why you're sick and wonder why you're not walking around here blessed. It's because you don't know how to fall in order. See, it's amazing how, Reverend Drake, we say, it's amazing how we say, how can you love a God who you don't see, but and you don't love the brother you see? And I take it another further. How do you say you submitted to God and you can't even see him, but you're not submitted to the headship you see? Ooh. See, some of you all say, I ain't going to bow down. I ain't going to submit to nobody but God. Well, God says if you're not faithful to another man or woman's vision, he ain't going to give you your own. And what you need to understand is some of us are walking around here broke, busted, and disgusted because we don't know how to walk in order. We don't know how to be under authority. That's why God can't give us authority. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? See, you got to learn how to submit to leadership if you're going to make it somewhere where you ain't never been before. Okay? Can I talk to you for a minute? I was more educated than those people in Africa. I had better shoes. I had better boots. I had the new trekking poles. And you know I was fresh. On the mountain, matching. If I don't make it, I'm going to look good on my selfie. Ah! More educated. More money. But I had enough sense to submit to them. Why? Because they knew how to get me up the mountain. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Some of y'all think you know more than other people. You think you're more gifted, and you may be. But until you learn how to submit to whoever God has in authority over you, he can't bless you. Until you learn how to think like the centurion and say, I too am a man. I too am a woman who's under authority. Then you will never be trusted to have authority. If you kick against the people that's over you, I already know you're gonna obliterate the people below you. If you ain't got enough couth to submit and be nice to the people in authority, I know you're going to step on those under you. God can't trust you with no authority. You have to learn how to submit to authority if you're going to make it. I didn't know where we were going. They said, don't pass the first leader and don't let the last leader pass you. Stay in between. And that's what God is trying to tell you. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And a lot of times we miss our covering because we don't know how to fly in formation. Oh, see, you don't know how to stay in your lane. See, let me tell you something about geese. They got enough sense, they fly in formation. They fly in something that look almost like a Verizon sign because one side of the line is longer than the other, but it's for aerodynamics. And the goose or the gander in the front, they fly, and then when they get tired, what they'll do is rotate to the back of the nine and let the other one be in the front. And somebody else will be in the front, but they continue to fly in formation. And because they fly in formation, they can go farther together than they can go by themselves. One can set 1,000 in flight, two can set what? 10,000. Come on, somebody. And one team, one dream. The problem is some of us don't know how to play for a team because we always want to play by ourselves. But you need to learn, if God gives you a vision, it's always bigger than what you can do by yourself. If you can do it by yourself, it's not a dream of God. It is your own ego, because your ego always wants you to be able to do something that you can do by yourself and control. The reason why some people left Newbies Grove is because they realized they didn't have any control and they had to walk by faith and not by sight. And it's highly uncomfortable because faith will take you to places that you don't know why in the world you're there. Why in the world was I on this mountain? Jesus. Where we at? But I was submitted to authority, and I let the authority take me where I was. It didn't matter that my authority was less educated than me. See, one thing about Joshua was a mighty man of valor. Ooh, Joshua was so crazy. Deacon Smith, he ran up on the angel of God, and the angel of God had to be 2-3 times bigger than him. And he said, you with me or against me? And the angel said, I'm with you. Slow your roll. Joshua said, I'm glad you with me, because I would have fought you too. That's how crazy Joshua was. That's how wild he was. That's how bold he was. But even though he was just that bold, Sister Gloria, he understood that no matter how great of a warrior he was, even though he was a better warrior than Moses, he understood I had to submit to Moses. And when Moses' arms got tired on the hill, Joshua run up the hill with Ben-Hur and Aaron and held hold Joshua's Moses' arms up. You got to learn how to hold the arms up of your leaders if you really want to go far. Because if your leader can sit up on the mountaintop and pray for you and not have to get in the fray all the time, then I promise you, your life will be better. I'm telling you, people wonder why in the world that... Let me tell you this something. If you all could pray enough and handle mess and not bring me everything, because some people want to bring you stuff just so they can know you know. But if you know something every day, them are your friends. If somebody always bringing me something, I heard, well, you were there 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Now, if you bring me something every now and then, I understand. You probably my people. You know what I'm saying? We probably down. But if you hear something every day, you said something. But they understood how to hold Moses' arms up. And just like when Elijah, remember Elijah was praying for rain, and he continued to have his hands between his knees, and he kept praying and praying and praying. And then he told the servant to go look, and the servant looked for the cloud, and he didn't see anything, and he kept coming back. And finally, the seventh time, he came back and said, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Even if the cloud were the size of Shaq's hand, that's still a small cloud. Can you hear me? Because a man's hand ain't big as a cloud supposed to be. And the man of God said, I hear the the sound of the abundance of rain. The prophet could hear the sound because the servant stayed in their lane and did what the prophet told him to do. And so the prophet was able to stay in a praying motion. If I could just come here and pray and not have to worry about handling this and that, my God, how blessed would you be? I need you to learn how to pray for your pastor and some, oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. See, some of y'all got a little more gray hair than me. Just for men, help me out with that one. But some of y'all think because y'all been here a little longer in life that you're supposed to tell a pastor what to do. See, you don't want this mantle. Oh, no, you don't want this mantle, baby. And what you need to learn how to do is submit, because there's safety in submission. I was so happy, Sister Harris, to go up on the mountain and not have to say nothing. I ain't know what to do. I ain't know what time we was getting up. I ain't know what time we were going to sleep. I was just glad because it was good not to be in charge. And I had safety because I knew they knew where they were going. And some of you all need to stop thinking you know where we're going and just begin to submit to God. Oh, y'all don't hear me. When you learn how to be under authority, there's safety, because you don't have to think about it. If I tell you to do something and it's wrong, as long as it's not ethical, if I make the wrong decision, you know who's going to get messed up by God? Me. But you're going to be all right because you walk in submission. Everybody always want to know why. Your mind can't handle why. They didn't know why they was going places. Moses knew why they was going, but other people didn't know. Why ask why? Stop asking all the time. Just do it. When I hit the button on my car, I don't know how all this stuff works, Sister Reynolds. I just know when I hit the button, it come on. I don't know why it connected to this. I don't know how I get to the crankshaft. I don't know how I get to the starter. I don't know how the battery smart to do whatever. I don't know what spark plug does what. All I know is when I hit the button, it works. Stop trying to act like you know and try to figure out every reason why we make a move. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? You got to learn how to find a church or a leader that you can catch the rhythm to. See, do you know your heart cells, when you form in your mama's womb, your heart cells only connect to the heart cells, because the heart cell got a certain rhythm? Huh? And do you know your nose cell won't connect to your foot cell because they got a different rhythm? And what happens is it'll connect to whatever other cell supposed to make that organ or make that system. Oh, y'all don't hear me. See, because it danced to the rhythm. Some of y'all still dance to the rhythm of First Baptist Denby, and you here now. You off beat. You ain't on the same step. Some of y'all at Gethsemane with the First Baptist Hampton rhythm. And you wonder why you stand out. You got to begin to fall in line and be a man or woman under authority so God can trust you with authority. You got to flow with the rhythm. See, you are an organism. What does that mean? You organize. The only reason your body grows is because it's organized. It has a circulatory system. It has a respiratory system. It has all these different systems, all these different organs, all these different tissues, all these different cells, capillaries, arteries, veins, all these different things. Every iota of your being is in order, and that's why you're able to operate. And the problem with the church is it's not in order. Folk think because they've been a seasoned saint for 80 years, they're supposed to be the one over something. Can I tell you something? We all the same age, according to Cairo's time. See, he knew you before you was in your mother's womb. Why? Because he had already created you. You had already been born in the spirit, but you were not chronologically here on earth. Come on, somebody. Jeremiah is the same age as me. You the same age as Deacon Spell. Deacon Spell the same age as Harris. Why? Because we were all made and created in heaven. It was just when were you dropped down in this place and time. That's Cairo's time. So it don't matter how old or how mature you think you are because of your age, or because God would put you in a position of authority when you are mature enough in Cairo's time to be able to handle what it is he wanted you to do. You can be 15 years old and walk in the anointed and slay people in the spirit. You got to understand, it don't matter how old you are chronologically. All that matters is, are you mature in the Lord? Are you in your word? I know you smell good because you took your bath, but did you wash your spirit with the water of the Lord?
Oh, y'all don't hear me. When I was going up the mountain, Brother Derek, the higher I got, the more stuff I had to drop. The Bible in Luke chapter 2, verse 7 says there was no more room in the inn. Y'all don't hear me. In Luke chapter 2, verse 7, it says there was no more room in the inn. It didn't say Jesus didn't have the money to pay for it. It said there wasn't no room. Now, why would I go to the Hilton if I ain't got no money to pay for it? See, some of y'all think Jesus was broke. I got ahead of myself. Some of y'all think Jesus was broke, but you do know he was a carpenter, right? So if he needed a house, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You do know Judas was stealing, but the only person who knew that he was stealing was the disciple John, right? If I ain't got but $10 and Sister Roberts take $5, I got to go have a talk with Brother Roberts. Because I know it's missing. See, you think that Jesus was broke because you think that it was only 3 magi that went to see him? That's your Sunday school mess up knowledge. They came bearing 3 different gifts, types of gifts. But if it was just 3 wise men going to Herod's house, do you think he would have worried about another king? 3 jokers come in your door looking for the next king. Hey, come here, man. These jokers talking about this another king. It's 3 of them. Cut all their heads off. They crazy. No, it was an entourage of people. But they came bearing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They didn't come bringing us no old ties and socks like y'all give us on Father's Day. They came with them real gifts. Huh? They came with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They came with stuff that he could use. They came with money. When y'all think that he broke because they said the foxes have holes and birds have nests and the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. That ain't got nothing to do with a home because God, Jesus never talked on surface levels. See, foxes have holes. See, when they say you slide the fox, Minister Claiborne, that's saying that nobody can find you because foxes don't build holes or dig holes or burrows until they're about to reproduce. Most species of birds don't make nest. Most species of birds, I ain't say all, most species of birds don't build nests until they're about to lay eggs, reproduce. But then he says, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Fox have holes on the ground. He gets a little higher and say, but birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. He's saying, I ain't got nowhere to give my intellect to. I ain't got nobody to give my spirit to because they're not submitted enough to me and understand that I'm Emmanuel. God is with us. Come on, somebody. Do you know that the Pharisees and Sadducees knew who Jesus was, but they were so money hungry that they didn't want to acknowledge who he was? Do you know when they came to get Jesus that Peter cut off the ear of one of the soldiers and Jesus picked it up and told him to chill and put it back on the side of his face? Do you know they worshiped Jesus in the garden before they arrested him because they knew he was the Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Do you know the people in the next cubicle know who you are, but they don't care who you are because they're jealous and that's why they attack you? But until you learn how to handle that cubicle hate, you can't handle first front office hate. They knew who Jesus was, but they ain't had no room for him. They said there wasn't no room for him in the inn. It didn't say that he went to the inn and couldn't pay for it. It said they didn't have no room. Can I talk to you for a minute and get real like I did at 8 o'clock? When we walked up the mountain, everybody just kept passing gas. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Because your body is trying to acclimatize itself. It knows it can't hold but so much stuff inside of it, and so it's trying to hold more oxygen because the higher you go, the thinner the air is, and your body has to work harder to keep oxygen inside of it. So it tries to get everything out of the way that causes it problem. That's why you got to make yourself eat, because your body won't be hungry because it doesn't want anything else on the inside. And as we went up, we began to pass gas. Now, on the way down, people kept passing gas, like, look at you, you need to say excuse me now because you just got a gas problem. I need. But the higher we went up, the more we passed gas because our bodies was climatizing itself. And sometimes we had to slow down and what they call pole pole, that's moving slowly, slowly, because you don't want to move too fast from one altitude to the next, because it'll cause your body to go into shock and you won't have enough oxygen in your body. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Some of y'all want to be blessed right now, but you ain't ready. God would not let fruit grow on your vine before it's time. You got to acclimatize yourself before you go to the next level. Some of y'all, oh, y'all don't hear me, on the bottom of the mountain, I was the man, because I work out downhill. I'm up dancing to Lecrae Wood, walking up the mountain. Boo, boy, I'm ready. Ooh, the higher I got, Brother Harris. Hey, remember what was that? What was that? Hall of Night. Remember they had him in that safe? Hey man. And when you don't have oxygen, you get sleepy. So I'm going up the mountain about 17,000 feet. And I'm like, hey man, let me just take a nap on this rock. It's like 0 degrees out there. But I'm so tired, I'm like, let me just lay down and take a nap. They're like, dude, you can't take no nap now. He got to go back to the bottom of the mountain if you want to take a nap. Because the elevation begins to cause you more problems. And I was stronger down here, but I wasn't ready up here. And some of y'all keep fighting the devil down here, but you got to start preparing for the devil up here, because the altitude you're going to, you got to acclimatize yourself to be able to handle the level God has taken you to. And it was funny, Deacon Lewis, I was walking up the mountain. I had everything. I had my look. I had my Snicker bars. I had my granola stuff. I had my water bladder. I had my little extra water. I had my little drink. I had my Capri Suns. I had my GoPro camera. I had my cell phone. But the high I went, Minister Claiborne. Hey man, look, this phone or this GoPro, man, this phone too heavy. I gotta put this phone down. Let me just take the GoPro. I don't even need no extra battery. And by the time I got to the top, I said, hey man, you got a GoPro? Hey, take pictures for me, man, because I'm gonna leave this down here, because I ain't got time to be carrying all this. All the thing I need is my water. And I just began to take my water up there with me, because I drank water the whole time, and I believe I kept drinking it, because I believe the more I drank the water, first of all, it makes more oxygen, but the more I drank, the lighter that bag got. I'm going to drink all this water because I'm tired carrying this bag, because I had to drop some stuff off. If your body understands how to pass gas, you need to learn how to pass gas. Some folk need to pass out of your life. Some relationships you need to sever if you're trying to go to the next level. Some of y'all, God has delivered you out of certain relationships and you keep running back to it like you run to your vomit. Stop going back to stuff God has already delivered you out of. Stop trying to go back to Egypt when God has given you manna from on high. Stop doing it. Stop returning to stuff that's dead. Make room for him. If your body got enough sense to get stuff out of it when it's going to the next level, why don't we? Climatize yourself. And when I realize, I don't even get upset when folks fall asleep around me. I don't get upset when people get sleepy and they ain't woke. You know why? They ain't climatized in me yet. I've been here for 8 years and some people ain't ready, because you still want to do whatever it is you want to do. You don't understand, it's one team and one dream. This team, New Beach, I'm your coach. I'm ready to win some games. I need some championships. I'm tired of seeing broke, busted, and disgusted Christians. I'm tired of seeing folks riding around here with messed up cars. I need you to have that abundant life. God want to bless you. He want to give you life and to give to you more abundantly. I'm tired of you walking down here broke. God has said you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He done gave you a good measure of blessing, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. You're supposed to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, yet you're not walking in that power. Why? Because you ain't learn how to submit and fly in formation. Back to the geese. They fly in formation. And one, when it gets tired, it gets to move to the back. The problem is with me, I don't have the luxury of going to the back. I got to stay in the front. And the problem is, some of us not going as far as we could go because you ain't helping me fly in formation. because you keep getting out of line. And so then when you get out of line, you mess up the formation because you keep trying to do what it is you want to do. You think your ministry more important than everything else. Yeah, this year your ministry may have the most money, but because everybody don't pay tithes, including yourself, then we don't have enough resources to take care of every ministry at the same time. So we got to figure out what's the vision for this year. And you got to learn how to submit to what's going on and fly in formation, because the further I go, the further you go. Come on, somebody, because you can't outfly me. So why in the world would I jump on the back and pull down the head goose if they the reason why I'm able to fly in formation to get my blessing? Some of us are so daggone ignorant, we biting the hand that feeds us. This message ain't just for Newbies Grove. It's for churches all across America. You need to understand, if you're going to walk in order at Coca-Cola, you better well walk in order at your church, because your spiritual blessing is more potent than your natural blessing. God is the one that gave you the power to obtain wealth. He's the one that gave you a good measure of blessing. He's the one that gave you the dream. If you learn how to walk in order in the spirit, everything in the natural will be taken care of. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You keep trying to add things yourself. Pastor, well, I can't lead that ministry, because you ain't ready. Pastor, learn how to submit. Some of y'all want to be in the pulpit, but some of y'all lives so messed up, you don't need to be in the pulpit, because the minute somebody see you up here, I thought he said he loved me. That ain't me in the audience with him. Newbies Grow, oh yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Keep it at 100. Keeping it real. When it's time for you, I promise you, you will be there. I ain't jealous. I put out pastors like Reverend, Jonathan is pastoring. People kept saying, why do I put them up to preach? Because they're going to start pastoring quick and they're going to leave you. I'm supposed to make disciples. Sutherland came. I told him he wasn't going to be here but probably less than a year, and he came and he gone. Come on, somebody. It ain't no jealousy in me. The problem is you need to be in order with God, and when you learn how to submit, God does it. I was at Green Forest for 14 years before I preached one sermon. But it didn't matter to me. You know why? Because I knew I wasn't just called to preach. I was called to be a pastor. I was called to be a minister of the gospel, which means I need to learn every facet of the ministry, and I ain't had to worry about preaching. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And can I tell you something? And stop worrying about it, because God will train you even if you don't get training from me. Sometimes God tries to see how faithful you are. Y'all don't hear me. I was interviewing for this job. I did real good in the interview, Sister Reynolds. I answered all the questions. And you know what they told me? They said, man, you answered all them questions right, but we know you don't know that. I answered everything right, but we know you don't know that. Let me tell you why they thought that. And I'm finna help y'all out. I'm finna help you out. We're going to Mark. Brother Esmond, I think it's Mark. It's down here somewhere. Lord have mercy. Lord, Mark chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. Let me help you out. It says, then he went out from there and came to his own country. This is Jesus, y'all. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Excuse me. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Did he work at the shipyard with us? Wasn't that him at Fort Eustis? Now he think that he all that. Wasn't that him that used to sweep the floor at Dominion Power? And are not his sisters with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty works there except that he laid a hand on a few sick and he marveled because of their unbelief. Look at him. Jesus couldn't do no miracles. Y'all do know who Jesus is. Jesus, the Son of God. You know, the God's only begotten Son. The one who walked up Via Dolorosa. Huh? The way of suffering. The one who went to the cross and they put nails in the hand to bring the fruition of soteriological dispensation, that there is no shedding of blood, there be no remission of sin. The same God that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Who became propitiation for our sin. Jesus, who turned water into wine, who caused the blind to see, who raised Lazarus and other folk from the dead, who caused the lame to walk, Jesus, who put the ear on the side of somebody's head when it got cut off, Jesus, who walked on water in the storm, crip walking. He couldn't do no mighty works. Why? Because they made him common. You wonder why I can go to different churches and preach and people get slain out and we do so many mighty things. It's because it's funny, but at church, your away games feel more like a home game than your home game. Because the people in your house take for granted who you are because they make you common. Jesus was just on the other side of the lake, had just healed a demoniac, had just raised forth from the dead, went from one side of the river to the next, and then they didn't even receive what he did. And Jesus marveled at their unbelief. He ain't blame himself. He ain't blame himself, Brother Harris. He marveled at First Baptist Morrison because he was there his whole life. So they didn't accept him because they made him common. he couldn't heal nobody except a few folk that believed. But Jesus himself anointing was cut off because the people made him common. Because they said, ain't this the carpenter's child? See, you all sometimes don't make sense to me. And I'm just getting more comfortable, and I ain't trying to be arrogant. But the thing about it is, y'all let other folk get more blessed in me than you do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of y'all do that to your pastor. Some of y'all pastors go around here and heal folk and do this, but you don't get it because you done made him or her common. Because you don't want to submit. Because you see what they do and think you can do it, but you ain't ready for that mantle. If you were ready, God would put you there. God does not deal with chronological time. God did with Kairos time. God deal with when you ready, I put you right here, right when you ready. I don't care how old or how young you are. Whenever you ready, that's when I exalt you and put you where you need to be. The minute you learn how to submit, God blesses you. Because he know he can trust you. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Let me get out of here. They made him common. They made him common. But remember, you got to make room. So some of us are making the prophet common. Some of us not learning how to submit. And some of us not making room for Jesus. The same way your body had to get rid of gas to go to the top of the mountain, you got to get rid of some of that fornication. You got to get rid of some of that lying. You got to get rid of some of that cheating. Come on, somebody. You got to get rid of some of that backstabbing. You got to get rid of some of that gossip. You got to make room so Jesus can take over your life. Like I said, on the bottom right here, toe for toe, I out-hike anybody down here. But when I started going to the higher elevation, my body wasn't ready. And the higher you go and the closer you get to God, the more you begin to understand that you don't have the power that you thought you had. Moses saw the backside of God and his hair turned white. Come on, somebody. You wondering why you tired when you come to worship, more tired than when you go to your job? It's because your spirit has become into the presence of God and your body ain't ready to handle it because it got to kill all that mess in you, all that chase into you, all that lying into you, all that gossip into you. It's trying to make room for you. It's trying to acclimatize yourself to be able to stand into the glorious majesty of God. The harder you go, the more you got to drop off in order to walk in that power. The cell phone was higher Brother Green, I couldn't handle holding the cell phone and the GoPro. Got to the point that I got so high, Sister Claude, I said, I don't even want to take no picture. Somebody else take a picture. I just want to take the water. Come on, somebody. I begin to understand why God said, I give you water that you won't thirst again. But see, some of y'all think that means just drink one cup of water in one scripture. No, you got to keep drinking water so you won't get thirsty. I can't just drink the water and walk and think everything all right. I got to constantly drink water before I get thirsty, because when you get thirsty and your lips start looking cracked, you already dehydrated because you never should have got thirsty in the first place. You need to read that word of God, which is the water of God. I know you took a shower, but did you wash your spirit with the precious word of God? I found it, Miss Mary. I got to the point. Only thing I wanted in my book bag was my water. That's all I needed. I didn't want no more shoes. I didn't want no more shirts. I didn't want no more graham crackers. I didn't want no telephone. I didn't want no GoPro. I said, all I need is the water. And I began to say, oh my God, all I need in my life. I don't need Dr. Phil. I don't need Oprah Winfrey. I don't need Ellen DeGeneres. I don't need Steve Harvey. If I can just talk to Jesus and read the precious word of God, I thirst no more. I worry no more. I be broke no more. Because the word of God shall wash me white as snow. The word of God shall heal me and empower me. Hey! All I need in my book bag is the word of God. All I need in my life is the living water of God. I don't need no self-help book. I don't need Bonhoeffer. I don't need Tinnick. I don't need Carbon. I don't need Freud. I don't need it. I don't need Epicureanism. I don't need Stoic. I don't need Judaism. I don't need Islam. All I need is Jesus. He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is my feast of weeks. He is my sacrificial lamb. He is my battle axe. He is my salvation. He is my victory. He is my savior. He is my Alpha. He's my El Shaddai. He's my Jehovah Nisi. He's my Jehovah Shalom. My Jehovah the Kiddu. My El Elyon. He is whatever I need. Hey! Husband, he is my wife, he is my lawyer, he is. I don't need it. I don't need it. As I walk up the mountain, I realize I ain't need to take pictures. I know I made it. I don't need witnesses. I don't need unnecessary stuff. I didn't need an extra pair of socks. I didn't need another shirt. I needed to begin to shed myself of all the weight that was holding me down. I don't need fake friends. I don't need an entourage. I don't need a hand clap. I don't need an audience. I don't need nobody on my team. Because the minute I say, Jesus, you the only thing I want in my backpack, he'll begin to bring all the things I need. If I seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, my car coming, my wife coming, my career coming. My money coming. My blessing coming. Hey! What is it? Shunned of emotion. No longer will you walk around here broke. You're going to walk in power. I ain't satisfied with you having just enough. I want you to have an abundant blessing. You got to teach them how to have an abundant blessing. You're going to help me on that one. You're going to teach me and you're going to help me help them teach them how to have an abundant blessing. Tired of you being satisfied. God want to make you a blessing, but until you learn how to give up some stuff, until you learn how to put Isaac on the altar. Oh, I know you would kill Ishmael. You didn't want him no way. But when you learn how to put your Isaac on the altar, when God told me to give up $60,000 and give up that commission, and some folks still thought I was stealing money, I did what he said. Now, we done had a real estate expo that ain't even put together. Some politician, Tom Stein, whoever it is, paid for it that just came. Don't even know who it is. Because when you be obedient to God and you let stuff go, he'll bring it back to you. But can you let it go? You better find out with Teddy. I think I better let it go. Let it go. Learn how to let it go. I let go of my real estate, but it's here now. Let go of it. Let go of it. I was buying houses, cars with cash money. Y'all bless me, but y'all don't bless me like that. No. I'm crying too, baby. I feel you. Just telling this story hurt me. That was just a manifestation. And when I gave up that $60,000, you feel that baby felt me. He gave up $60,000. Mama, oh, he's so crazy. Oh, God. It hurt me. I don't even understand it. That's a whole bunch of Similac I could have had. Jesus. And I'm going to leave. But the amazing thing is, I don't know why he called me. This lady, I was talking to her the other day out here outside one of the loan offices, and I was telling her about, she was like, why you didn't ever do your real estate? You sat down for 8 years because God told me to. He didn't give me a release. You left all that money on the table? He didn't give me a release. Now, I was like, look, this Saturday is my day off. I don't need to be pastoral. And I already told you, God told me. Because, see, you know, I ain't starting. You know, people ask you questions, you just answer. But, like, look, I ain't trying to get into why. If God said I couldn't have it, I couldn't have it. But they didn't understand that. Because when you put God first, God bring it back and it's easier. Y'all don't hear me. I'm finna sit down. But I need y'all to know this. I want you to be blessed. And I mess up just like everybody else. I sin like everybody else. I fall like everybody else. If you get on my nerves enough, I say something besides Jesus to you. After a while. It take me a while now, but I, you know. Every now and then, I cut you, you know. You know, Ann Tab tutoring me in that area. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. I know I messed up like everybody else, but look. If you follow me as I follow Christ and you fly in formation, I bet you God bless you abundantly. I bet you these next sermons that I'm about to teach, because I was so mad at God, Reverend Drone. I had 4 sermons I did in a tent and on the plane, and I was ready, and he was like, you ain't preaching none of them. I was like, oh. But you know, ain't nothing you can do with God. So then he said, just get up there. I said, what I'm preaching? He said, I'll tell you. I'm just Snoop Dogging. I mean, I got the scripture down here and stuff, and God been bringing bits and pieces, but you got to do what God tell you to do. I just knew I was going to sit down and talk for 15 minutes, but Brother Daniel said I was going to preach. I told him to go to heaven, but he was right. But this is what I need you to do. I need you to get to the point and understand there's one team, one dream. That's a lot of dreams, a boat, the moon. I ain't quite following that one, but hey, one team, one dream. I need you to understand we're trying to go somewhere. We will go somewhere. Ain't no trying. We are going somewhere. Amen. And whether you younger than me, whether you my age, or whether you older than me, I'm your pastor. Either you a sheep or a goat. Sheep eat good. Goats, they be skinnier than sheep. You know why? Because goats sometimes don't have enough sense. You go to Africa, the goats will be walking down the street. But they got to brand them because they be like, that's my goat. Because goats don't, they hard-headed. You know, like some of y'all. But the sheep be fat and they be eating because they, even though sheep real dumb, they still smart, Reverend Drake. Because they follow the shepherd all the time. See, sheep so dumb, we count them when we going to sleep because we know if one jump over the mountain, they too dumb and the rest of them will go. A dog will be like, I don't think Fido made it. Let me back up. Sheep just keep jumping. But in all their ignorance, they heed to the shepherd's voice. They do what the shepherd tells them to do. I ain't trying to be a dictator in your life. But what I am saying is this. On that mountain, God got me comfortable with authority. You know why? And I've submitted before, and I've submitted, and I've gone with Reverend Guns, and I've been like a slave, and people thought I was a flunky until I preached, and they said, oh, I didn't know you was a pastor, and I submitted. But to submit and go somewhere, I don't know where I'm going. To look down and be like, oh, I see why we came up here at night, because in the daytime, I'm scared. If I slip, I'm going to just keep on falling. But they led me somewhere I had never been before. And I'm about to take you somewhere you ain't never been before. Not just physically, spiritually. Because the word God is about to bring forth in Newbie's Grove is a word that you're going to have to listen to and a word that's going to take you from one level to the next. If you submit to it. And can I tell you this? You can't just listen and be hard-headed like a goat and expect to be blessed. Timothy says, some of us, you don't even get blessed from the pastor because you keep kicking against the pastor. I need you to understand this. Try it. I know we had the tithing challenge. What month is this? February, almost March. Let's just say this. When the kids get out of school? June. We know you ain't got no kids. June. April. Ain't nobody. Kyle don't even get out in April. So June. I say, ouch. Be quiet. You off. So June. So by June, we're gonna do a challenge. First of all, we're gonna be on a fast in a minute when Donna get the programs and everything, the brochures. So y'all get to skip a few days. But Tuesday on baptismal service, those brochures gonna go out. And I need y'all to be on this fast. It's not gonna be hard. It's gonna be little by little like we've done before. And I'm not gonna give you all these choices because I gave you too many choices before. I need y'all to fall in line and be in submission and watch God bless you. Follow this fast, and at the end of this fast, that's what I'm going to just say, at the end of this fast, just do the fast and continue to fall into submission into June, and we're going to start hearing testimonies of how some of you all are being blessed. We're going somewhere. And I want to apologize publicly to you for not being in this bold state. I preached. I've been bold to fight certain things and everything, but I've never really been comfortable with the authority God has given me. Especially with old school. Old school, y'all got to fall in line too. I'm going to let my grace show in a minute. I ain't going to die no more. Somebody having a gray hair, they'd be like, oh, he must know something. But seriously, we're going to a different level. I promise you, those who stream, those who listen, if you don't go to a church and you start sowing into this ministry, I bet you God is going to bless you abundantly. And then once you begin to find a church, don't tithe here. If you're not in this city or somewhere, go somewhere to a church and tithe to them and find somebody you can submit to and watch how God blesses you. I'm done. Is there one? I know you heard this message and I talked about the abundant blessings and I talked about how you need to submit and I talked about all these things. But until you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you can't walk in the power that I'm talking about. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is there one? Ooh, Jesus, sorry, I kept y'all here all day. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is there one? What's that? I'm good. Is there one? Is there one that wants to accept Jesus?